This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The state of Michigan and five other U.S. states are voting today in what will be a critical point in the Democratic race for president. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Joe Biden has the momentum, but Bernie Sanders has history going for him in Michigan. He pulled off an upset there 4 years ago. In Detroit, Kenneth Mata thinks Bernie Sanders has what it takes to take on President Trump.
I just don't think Joe can do it. I don't think he's physically, mentally, psychologically up for the job.
Joe Biden has the support of Kenneth Powell.
He's a true Democrat, and I'm a true Democrat, so that's, you know, that's cut in stone right there.
Tahisha Franklin likes Bernie Sanders for his stand on the issues and...
I don't want Trump out.
These are the first races since the Democratic field was effectively narrowed to Sanders and Biden. I'm Ed Donahue.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has visited Wuhan. That's the city at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Xi Jinping's trip to the central city of Wuhan, his first since the start of the outbreak, is the latest sign that China is edging back towards normal after weeks of extreme quarantine measures to fight the new virus. China reported just 19 new infections Tuesday, down from thousands each day last month. During the visit, she addressed patients and medical workers via a video link and strolled through an apartment complex where residents are still quarantined. The president has declared, "We will certainly defeat this epidemic." For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Italy, the hardest hit European country by the coronavirus, the number of infections has topped the 10,000 mark. It's hit 10,149. And the number of people with the virus who have died has risen to 631.